Co-op Financial Services, Think 19 in Miami, Florida. And both of us flew across country to be here.
Indeed we did. Yeah.
All day yesterday.
Yeah, indeed.
So Diana Dykstra, obviously, I mean, you need no introduction. How are you?
Good, I'm great. I am great.
How's the conference going for you? I want to get your thoughts on Think.
It's day one. I love Think. Think.
I do too.
I think about Think.
I think.
Ah, you started it. I was at the very first Think conference, and it blew me away.
Really?
Just the change in how they decided what a conference could look like.
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't missed many, but I've missed some, and I always look forward to it because it's so thought-provoking,
mm-hmm.
and not industry necessarily jargon.
Right, right.
It challenges you to think about what we do, why we do it, mm-hmm. and what we can do different, whether it's in our credit unions, whether it's in the industry. And sometimes even in my personal life.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, they bring people from outside the industry, but then the cool thing is that I like about it is that they connect the dots to credit unions. They bring it back to, how can you apply that to this
industry?
So it's really
cool. And they're just great. You know?
Yep.
And again, it makes your head spin because we're so used to talking to each other. I say we talk to our own belly buttons. It's so great to listen to somebody outside looking in.
Yep. Indeed. Yeah. So any highlights from the comp? I know it's the first day.
I know. How can I have a highlight yet? Although I do say that Steph Godin always makes me think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not that I learned anything from it, but he reinforced some of the things that I just naturally do. And I thought, aha, I'm not crazy. That is the way to do things. So it's also reinforcing. And I think a lot of people in the room listening to all of the speakers, it's like, I intuitively knew that, but I could do better using that.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the theme of the conference, Opportunity Never Rests?
Oh my goodness, Opportunity Never Rests. And you've known me a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen an opportunity that I didn't like and I didn't walk into. And I think that we're so conditioned, I finished that project, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And the title, Opportunity Never Rests, means just because I did it today doesn't mean it can't be done differently tomorrow or somebody's going to do it better. And what you did becomes obsolete very mm-hmm. quickly. So you always have to look for that opportunity.
I love it. Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like owning a home. It's never really done. You're always doing something to improve it.
Oh, please don't tell me.
Oh, did I touch a nerve?
I just remodeled my entire house and I don't want anything to break and I want it to be perfect forever.
That said, next question. So how does this conference relate to what you guys do at the League on a day-to-day basis? And can you take anything back from here and go, hey, you know what, let's apply this to what we're doing today or tomorrow or for 2019?
I would say that anytime I come to Think and I learn something, I am a great sponge of information. And my team always is like, oh gosh, where's Diana going this week? Because next week she's going to come in and talk to us about it.
Yeah.
But it gives us another way to dialogue and to think about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may not solve the problem, we may not create a solution, mm-hmm. but we understand more what's going on outside of the credit unions and then the impact on the credit unions, and then maybe what we need to do to help our credit unions mm-hmm. understand that and move forward.
Yeah, I think it's always good to get kind of a fresh perspective or a new perspective on things, especially from somebody who's not in the industry, and you're like, oh,
wait a minute,
I never thought of that before. That's a good idea. So
exactly.
Good stuff. All right, hey, it's been a big year for you.
Yeah.
I think that's an understatement. Herb Wegner Memorial Award winner.
Yeah.
Your acceptance speech was bar none awesome. So
I don't know quite
I'm
what I said.
So happy I got to witness that. I was just and I had no idea you wanted to be an astronaut.
I did. Desperately. That's when I found out that Todd and I were
you were kindred spirits, you wanted to be an astronaut?
Except that I remember the first space launches, so I'm way older than Todd was.
Gosh. So what are your thoughts now that it's all kind of soaked in? Because this is that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And I was really humbled by the whole thing. Because I see people all the time doing remarkable stuff. And I was just lucky, I guess, mm-hmm. that I had a platform that people saw what I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So again, that humble, because so many people do so many great things.
Right.
I think and maybe you said it when you talked about my speech, I've heard more and more about my speech, and I'm not quite even sure why it resonated, but how it inspired other younger people to understand they too can change the world. Mm-hmm. So I guess in hindsight, I think, oh, right, if I've got a new generation that knows they can do exactly what I did, because mm-hmm. I didn't do anything special, I just did stuff.
Exactly. Well, that's all. Sometimes that's all it takes. Yeah. Is just do it. You know, the whole Nike mantra thing.
Yeah.
But the way you started in this industry as well. You know, you were a file clerk?
Part-time loan clerk. I filed loan papers.
But I mean, you started, you know, from square one, like most of us do. But you kept at it. You kept at it, persistence and perseverance, all that type of stuff. And look where you are today. You
know, I know.
A credit union leader, credit union league leader, all that type of stuff. And there's lots of lessons in there as far as perseverance goes. Especially for the younger generations who are like, you know, maybe I'm going to job hop, you know, half a dozen more times and find what I want to do, you know?
Well, and a lot of people in younger, and what I learned early on is nobody was waiting to recognize my skill. I was so brilliant and I'm waiting for them to notice. And I realized I had to be my own champion. And when there was a job that came open, I might not have been qualified for it. But I went and talked about it. I asked for the job. Mm-hmm. I asked for the extra work.
That's it, yeah.
And I think we just naturally think somebody will recognize mm-hmm. it. And if they get one thing, you've got to be your own champion.
Yeah.
You just do.
Well, that's what I tell my teenage daughter, who's a senior in high school right now. I said, you have to go out and get it.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to give it to
they
you.
Right, they don't. They don't. I thought they would just, oh, look at Diana. She's just marvelous. Oh, I am, but
you are.
Get it.
What are we talking about here? Come on now. So what in the industry, kind of switching gears a little bit here, what keeps you awake at night? I mean, this is probably the proverbial cliche-ish type question, but I always enjoy your take on things because it's a little bit different than most. So what keeps you awake at night, especially your perspective, because you were a former credit union CEO and now you're president CEO of the California Nevada Credit Union League. What keeps you awake at night? And it doesn't have to be something negative, or it can be totally positive.
I worry that things are moving very quickly in financial services. Very quickly. I mean, you fall asleep one night and there's five new fintechs out there in the morning.
Right, right.
And I'm afraid credit unions, historically, we've been very slow movers. And I worry that we'll overthink it and overplay it and overthink it again. Yeah. And then by the time they decide to do something, it's already too late.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just worry about the pace of change and the ability of credit unions to adapt to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really the space we're in today.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't do that, we're not going to continue to attract a younger generation.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We'll survive for a while
right.
until all of us baby boomers finally in 2050, I think the youngest baby boomer will be 85, then we'll be done. If we don't figure out how to move quickly in these new environments.
So the fintechs or whatever, the technology, guys, is kind of like a play on a member succession plan. You know, you got to keep this new stuff coming in to keep the new people, members coming, the younger generations.
And you have to understand why they want it. I mean, I'm an old person now. I really am. And it's just scary to me when I look in the mirror. Where did that woman come from? But I don't care as much as a younger individual does about the technology. And I watch so many credit unions go, oh, that's just a fad. Oh, our members don't want it. That's the big one. No, your members don't want it, but the members that you need to grow want it.
Correct.
And I think that's what worries me most. And it's intimidating. Mm-hmm. Technology is something that a lot of our credit union folks haven't worked in and haven't experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a frightening platform, but we've got to do it.
Yeah, or you implement a piece of technology and by the time it's implemented, it's already
old. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, oh, wait a minute, what happened?
So I wrote that for what was the my first silly phone. It was it wasn't
BlackBerry?
The BlackBerry. Yeah. We wrote it for BlackBerry.
I know. Darn it. All right, let's go on to something a bit more positive. Reach 19 is coming around the corner.
Yeah.
It's going to be here before you know it.
I know, too quick.
So what are some, I mean, it's going to be in Monterey.
Monterey.
Diana, wow, great choice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we used to have a conference.
Was it in Big Valley?
In Big Valley.
Yeah,
very good.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't been back to Monterey for a long, long time. And they've built a brand new convention center.
Okay.
And it's really exciting for us to go back to Monterey. We try to, Reach is, it's not think. We try to emulate some of the same things, bringing people in that challenge our minds.
Right, right, right.
And make us really understand how we can move the credit union forward. So I'm excited about it.
Me too.
My staff doesn't tell me a lot because they don't want anybody to know what's going on. And it's like, if we tell you, Diana, you'll tell people. But they tell me they're going to be great speakers this year.
Okay, well, we'll take their word for it through you.
Yeah. If not, well, you didn't hear it here.
It's going to be a hit. I guarantee it's going to be a hit. All right, Diana, I know you got a busy time here, so I appreciate the time that you give me always.
Thank you.
Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here to wrap up our
final
few
words
here?
Of wisdom. Well, you're at Think, and Think is challenging us to think. And I'm going to challenge you to think big. And what do I say? Think big, start small, and scale fast.
There you have it.
All right.
Great message. Bye. Diana, thank you so much.
Thank
Always a pleasure.
You.